Hi, everybody, and welcome to a new great episode from our very own podcast, The Tibetas. And I'm always glad it's Sunday because I can do this podcast with my amazing girl, Steffi.
Hey!
Hi!
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty great. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, there's a amazingly much snow falling down here in the Netherlands. It's like 10 to 15 centimeters, and yeah, I never expected that anymore in February, but yeah, here we are with a lot of snow.
That's great. I'm a bit jealous, but it's not allowed actually, because we had 3 weeks ago snow also here, and now it seems it starts with autumn.
Yeah, weird. That's kind of weird, but also nice because it's getting a little bit warmer, I guess. So,
but I'm also very happy for you that you have snow now and you can enjoy it. And
yeah. Well, I have amazing co-workers, and they told me that we are doing the snow face challenge and that I need to put my face into the snow. I'm not quite sure I'm going to do that, but I will probably make a snowman later. But yeah, I would rather you be here with me so we can walk together in the snow. That would be lovely. But yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not so a fan from lying in the snow.
No, I get that. I'm not such a big good walker into the snow, and I will probably pull you down when I fall, so.
Yeah, but I'm actually not so easy to pull down in the snow.
Yeah. I think you need to pick me up after like walking 10 minutes.
So. At first, maybe I would love it. And then I will help you.
Yeah, I think so too. You're very, very loving to me. But okay. Yeah. But to go on into the podcast, I think we are doing something you really like, but me also, because otherwise we don't want to do this podcast. Because today we have a Tina Kennard Laurel Holloman special.
Yes, and I'm so excited.
The first thing I thought about it to do those kind of specials, because we already had the Helena Peabody Rachel special, we already had a Jennifer Beal special, which we didn't have a Beth Porter special because, yeah, that will come also, but yeah, here we are. And yeah,
with the amazing and fabulous and talented Laurel Holloman. I love her so much.
I know, I know. I like her really, 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 really much too. After Beth Porter, she's definitely my favorite character.
Absolutely. I know. Yeah, you know that my favorite character is Tina, and then comes Beth and Helena.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are maybe real similar with that.
Yeah, we kind of. Yes, we are. So, but the greatest fan of Laurel Holloman is you. So I think it's a great idea if you could tell our listeners something about Laurel, how she, where she lives and where she came from and what her favorite food is. No, but
to the favorite food, I have a guess, because she is a lot of times in Italy, and so maybe she likes Italian food.
That could be it.
Yeah.
But tell me about it.
I can start when she was born. That was on the 23rd of May in the year 1971. And I like her birthday, really, because I have also on the May On the 17.
Yes, you both are in the same month birthday. Yeah. That's like, yay!
Yeah, and I love this really where we did effort. Oh my gosh, she's also born into my year. I have something in common with her. And yeah.
That's great.
I can tell you she was born in North Carolina in Chapel.
Yes.
I'm white. And she had two husbands. Her first husband was Paul. But the second husband, I doesn't know anything, but it gives a lot of remorse that she is divorced again.
Yeah, I heard that too, and it's still like, really? But yeah.
Yeah, but I can say that she have two daughters with Paul, Lola and Nala.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was pregnant with Lola when she filmed the season 2 of The L Word, and she was very proud of that because in every interview actually she talked about that she was so pregnant. And yeah, so it seems for me that she was proud to do that when she was pregnant, and I mean she was really pregnant.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, the big belly. But to be honest, I think it's like the most incredible thing she did in her acting career, that she could play a pregnant woman and being really pregnant.
Yeah, and I think she looks really so beautiful. The first episode where she sits there and was half naked. And her belly was so big, and I went, oh my gosh, my baby girl is pregnant.
Yeah, she looked amazing, definitely. Yeah,
absolutely. And I can say that Nala is not her real daughter. Once you have something about, once you tell us about?
Yeah, sure. Well, Nala is like not her biological daughter because she didn't give birth to Nala because she adopted her. And Nala is, of course, a biracial child. She's a black child. And yeah, I think that's really great what Laurel did to save a child's life and give her the most incredible life she could have. And that's one of the things I really love from Laurel the most, is she's so like doing such a wonderful thing, like adopting a child, which isn't easy because you are white and your daughter is not.
Yep.
I always think a little bit about Angie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's great. I really love that she did it.
I love it for this. Also, really, actually, she can do what she wants, and I love her.
True.
Yeah. What can I say? Yeah. I can say that she is a real animal lover because she has two dogs, Mr. Moseley and Bentley.
Yay.
I think Bentley is real young. He's a puppy. He seems so. He likes to play it a lot. And he is so small already.
Yes.
He's a puppy and so cute. Yeah.
But Laurel is also very good with horses.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of pictures that she's working with horses too.
Yeah, she's, I think, a good rider, and she can, what I saw on the photos too, she can really good with horses. And she introduced Lola to the horses also, because it gives a photo with her and Lola on a white horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. It's so cute.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Laurel isn't not only like very famous about being actress, because she is also a very good painter.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what she's currently doing the most. I really miss Laurel on screen because I think she's a really great actress, but her painting career is like booming business because when she makes is incredible. I'm really proud to have a print from her in my own home, and and yeah, it's just amazing what she does. And like I said, I really miss her on screen, and I think Tina Kennard is like one of her biggest roles, I guess, after like that movie she played in, like the True Adventure of Two Girls in Love, is like her biggest role. Well, she become famous with it, and yeah, that's something I really like about this movie. I've never saw it.
Oh, you missed something. She is so fantastic in it, really. She is. I love her part, really. I love her from the start till the end, and she looks really different. She have really short hair, and she like she wear boy outfits, actually, I think. Also, she look really like a boy, but she's so cute.
Yeah, she's really a tomboy in that movie, definitely. Yeah. But yeah, I've never had the opportunity to see it because it's not available in the Netherlands.
Try it on YouTube. They give some clips about.
Yeah, I tried out, but my country says no.
Oh no. Okay. And we can watch it if you are here.
Yes, yes, please. I would love to.
But I think it gives another big role.
Which one?
She was for some episodes by Buffy.
Yes, Justine Cooper.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I loved her so much. Where I saw the first scene with her. She comes out of a house in a leather jacket and start to smoke. I was dead. That is so sexy and so hot. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry, but she's really hot in it, really. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I need to know what to wear for you and a leather jacket then. No, it's just I have them, but
actually, you can wear what you want. You will, for me, the sexiest and hottest girl forever.
Baby, that's so sweet. Well, I've actually the same with you, so you can wear whatever you want. You're the most amazing, incredible, hottest, sexiest person on earth for me too. So
thank you. I'm blushing now so much.
Oh, I like that. But to go on further, because if we can talking like this, we're going to talk about us, but we are having about Tina Kennard. So
absolutely.
I'm really curious about your opinion about Tina.
You know that that I love Tina, really. I love Tina with my whole heart. She's actually my future wife. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, babe.
No, it's good to know. Thank you.
No, but you are my future wife also, but for real. Maybe one day, I hope.
We'll see.
Yeah. I hope you know what I mean now.
Yeah, I know.
I can't handle some things what she does. when she was with Helena in season 2, at the end of it was season 11 or 12, I guess, where she was with Helena and Alice and Dana in the planet, and Helena flirts with another girl because she wants to show Tina that she weren't, that they weren't exclusive, and I think she was really hurt about it. Because Helena loved her really, but Tina not so actually. And then she said to her that she wants to go home because she's tired and she wants to be alone. And she don't go home, she walked to bed.
Yay.
And you know me, I love this actually so much, but I'm a honest person, and so I can't handle this actually, not really, really. It was unfair against Helena to say this, and then she lied. That is, I have a problem with them.
Yeah, I get that, baby. Really. It wasn't fair. It was not fair, because some parts of Tina are not fair. And the thing with Helena wasn't fair because she was really exclusive with her. They had a relationship, but yeah, she really loved Beth and wanted to be with her, but yeah.
Yeah. I think it's good that she gone to bed, because so we had another comeback with them. But not for a long time.
No.
Because she get feelings for Mance again. I don't like her that she wasn't honestly with Beth, actually. Beth was so nice to her. She gives so much. She tried to give her best for her, and it wasn't enough. And I think that's also not fair from Tina, because she lied to her when Beth asked her that she was, that she had this chat with this guy on the laptop, and she said, no, that was for a film. And I thought, Tina, why are you not talking with Beth? Beth will maybe at first hurt, but then she understand it maybe and can help you or something, but no, she wasn't honestly again.
True. Yeah, I have nothing to say more about it, because no, she wasn't, like,
yeah. And then the thing, she cheated with Henry on air. Actually, she wanted to cheat it with Josh.
Yes, but that didn't work out because he was an asshole.
Yeah.
And
then came Henry, and I don't get it how they meet each other before, because we had the scene when Helena and Tina was with Angie and Helena's kids. I forgot all the time the names, I'm sorry.
Wilson and Yang Ying.
Oh my god, you can keep the names so good. And yeah, then was the swim teacher and Henry with his son.
Yeah,
I think
his son Mikey.
Yeah, that was for sure that you know it again. It's not for me so important, because it's something with Henry, and so yeah. I don't get it how they meet before, because he was them there in the pool with them, in Beth's pool. That's so a weird thing, really. So
they also had just like sex together in their bedroom, and that made me like the most angriest person on earth, because you can cheat whatever the hell you want, it's not good, but don't do it in your own bedroom.
Yeah, but hey, she was so nice and said she won't do it in the bed. That was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh. No, I don't like the sex scene between. I mean, okay, it's maybe hot, but actually not, because it's Henry, and Henry is ugly, and he is not really nice. He is against bed, really rude, and he changed Tina to a bad version of Tina. Because I think she isn't not really a good friend for her friends. She fired Helena. She is not really there for Alice or for Shane. Because we have so much changes in season 4 also, or in season 3 also, because Dana died. Okay, she goes to the funeral, but and she goes with them to the hike, but she is not really there for them all. She is so much, she spends so much time with Henry, and I think she forgot her friends.
Yeah, I think so too, definitely. And to think about what she did with Angie and against Beth, it was not good what Beth did with the kidnapping and everything, but yeah.
I can get it, really, because Tina took her away, that she can't adopt her, what she promised her, and that's not fair. So I can understand her that she kidnapped Angie.
It wasn't the best decision, but I truly understand what you mean. It wasn't right for Tina.
Beth was in a moment where she can't think about what she do. I think she want to be with Angie and not to lose her, and
yeah.
And in this episode, it was season four, but episode one, I guess, where they were all in the hotel room and tried to call Beth, and then Tina comes in and yelled with all because they are on Beth's side, and I think, okay, she uses her friend actually to bring them with in this fight about Angie with Beth.
True. Yeah.
And that's not fair.
No, it's like when they had that intervention to get Beth back with Angie, and Tina yelled that when she shows up at her again, she will do everything, that she won't get Angie anymore. And I was like, wow, you're really changing. This is not okay.
Yeah.
But to go further in the season 4, because we are together rewatching it now, season 4.
Yeah.
And Tina changed in season 4 also.
Yeah.
In a better way.
Absolutely. She fired. I said it already. She fired Helena. But she invited her friends to come to her cocktail party when she is with Henry. And also she invited Beth, and Beth comes. Alice came home. Helena was there. Shane was there. Kit and Angus. Jenny was also there, but she don't invited Max. I mean, Max said it's okay for me because I don't know Tina so much or so good, and so she can understand it, but it's not really nice from here, I think. Because she is with Max, and Max is with Jenny, sorry. And so I think it were nice from Tina if she had invited them both. And
absolutely.
She was not really nice to her friends. They give all so much, to be nice to the homophobic friends from and for Tina, and Tina was all the time pissed off.
Yeah, and she, I so, must say, the
any
gang.
And
yeah, it was kind of weird, right?
Yeah,
because the gang was
all the time and rolled her eyes actually, and
yeah.
But her friends was there for her, and so yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it either, because the friends were there for her and they tried to be nice, but yeah, they are gay. And Henry's friends are like a little bit homophobic.
Yeah.
If you remember that line where Beth said, how nice a Han is homophobe, they don't exist, but whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I still don't get that cocktail party, because I think it was better that if she invited her friends on a cocktail party and later Henry's friends, but yeah.
Yeah.
They were trying their best. But
yeah, absolutely. And then Shane gets Shay, her brother, who she must took care, and Tina wasn't also there. Because I think she knows she had Angie. She knows how to be with a kid, and so she can help her maybe. But nothing. She did nothing. And we had a scene where Shane came with her brother into the planet. She sits there and said nothing. Alice and Helena were really confused and thought, what the fuck, what's going on now? But they helped her.
Definitely. Yes.
Helena, who isn't actually a good mother, helped her a lot. And yeah. And Tina left them and let them alone. And yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. But when we see the episode where they have the basketball game, oh nice, my friend needs help, I will be there for them to have fun.
Yes, definitely. It's like we're going to play a basketball game, and when Jenny said, but you're the lesbian anymore. Yeah, but I see being a lesbian as a political thing. That is impossible, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I must say, I don't like Tina the most in like season 3 and 4, but at the end of season 4, she realized how much she misses Beth.
Yeah.
And then she started to become Tina again.
Yeah. And this time, I really like her again.
Yeah, me too.
Also, I think actually it's hard to get a opinion about Tina, because she changed so much. I mean, I like Tina really, but it's hard to have an opinion. Ava, what do you think?
Yeah, it is, because we really like Tina both. Tina changed so much in season 3 and 4. She become more independent, being more on her own, and I think that job and everything, it was really good for Tina to come back as Tina again. But it wasn't like when she was with Henry and everything, that was not the right thing to do, because she could have been independent and on her own also when she was with Beth.
Yeah.
Which didn't happen. But yeah, after she realized how boring it was to be with Henry, and how cool it was to be a part of a lesbian community, and how much she misses Beth and how much she loves her.
Mm-hmm.
She had a kind of a problem, because Beth was with Jody.
Yeah.
And to be honest, Tina was like the best friend she could have right there at the moment, because she really helped her.
Beth yeah.
To be closer to Jody and having a better connection. But I still think that Tina did all the things to get but back.
Yeah. Do you remember when they were at Beth's home and she was also there? And they talked a little bit, I guess, about Jordy. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But then Tina said, "I love you." And Beth said, "I love you too." But yes, he don't notice that Tina doesn't mean this at friends. She means it seriously, as a love cupid again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hugged each other, and then Jordy came in. Of course, the timid moment must be destroyed.
I think.
But then we have also a line from Alice and Tina and Beth. Sorry. Where Beth, or now, where Alice said, "Do you think Tina is in love with you?" And Beth said, "No, she had me with Jordy." And you can see in Alice's face, it works on her. She thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I mean, maybe her friends saw it that it comes. What comes? Happy end?
Yes, of course. Alice is like the best friend you could ever have.
Yeah.
Anna. And what Tina did was more to get Beth back. Of course, they are back together in season 5. And Alice said, "Yeah, she is in love with you." "No, it's not. She's really helping me with Jody." Mm-hmm. Alice was like, "Yeah, she's really helping you with Jody. That's what she wants, to help you with Jody. But actually, she wants you for your own." She didn't know it, but she really knew it already. And if we go further into season 5, and the first episode that they are together with Angie and being... like, they were playing a couple at the first episode, season 5, when they take Angie to preschool and Beth was still with Jody. And I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure, was it Beth or what, Tina, who asked the other, "Is that okay that we played a couple to get this... to get this place for Angie?" And I guess it was Beth who asked Tina, and Tina said, yeah, it was okay.
Of course
was it Ada?
And I think it was Beth who asked Tina to play a couple, and Tina was like, "Yes, of course, why not?" What is to be with that couple again? And yeah, you will see that further in the whole season 5, how they had that Chibar kiss, and the day that Beth cheated on Jody with Tina, and how much they have a connection.
Yeah.
I think the elevator scene is like the scene, I guess, from Tibet that they were so much closer than they were in like season 1.
Yeah, absolutely.
On each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the line from Beth, when Tina said, "It's like a affair for me," and Beth said then, "No, for me not, because it's like I'm coming home."
No.
And then you see on Tina's face, fuck, she's right. Like a coming home.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then I think in this moment, Tina and us really, Beth want her actually back too.
Yes.
And yeah, I think Tina can break her heart every time again, and Beth would took her every time back again, because she loved her really. And yeah, I mean, you can see it in the Next Generation Q. She loved Tina already and hoped actually that they come back together, and but she moved on again.
Yes, why? Yeah, if you pick them in like the Our Generation Q, they are like, they are still love each other so much, and they are so still into each other, but they won't admit it together. And I think it's the same way you said, Tina can break Beth's heart so many times and she will take her back, but it's also like, how many times Beth breaks Tina's heart? Tina will always take her back. And that's what you see in season two of season six also.
And when Beth meets her old friend Kelly Wentworth,
Kelly Wentworth,
then Tina was so jealous and and then she knows from a kid that Kelly was the reason that Beth won't try kill herself, and Tina was, oh my gosh, when I had knew this,
I wouldn't let her go on to like in to have lunch with her. I naturally get that because but still, Beth will never cheat on Tina with Kelly. Never.
No.
So not her type. And
no.
Yeah, I just like really like Tina, that's something for sure. And just how the person she is, just like really caring and loving and a really good person, not always for her friends and for her lovers, but who doesn't want a Tina by her side? I would. So
yeah, me too.
It's just like we need a Tina in our life, I guess.
I don't know what to say because you said it's so amazing.
To be honest, and I think you're agreeing with me, it's like we didn't like Tina in season 3 and in season 4, but all the other seasons, like in season 1, 2, 4, season 1, 2, 5, and 6, she was the most amazing Tina we could ever have.
Yeah, that's true.
That's absolutely the Tina we want.
Yeah, so we don't like her in 2 seasons already, and in the all other seasons we like her, so yeah, we are Tina fans.
Absolutely, we are Tina fans, definitely. I have like, I think, a little question. What is the most, quality? What's the most amazing quality Tina have in your eyes?
That's a good question. Oh my gosh. I would say when she loves someone really with her whole heart, like she do with Beth, then she took caring for her, she is loving and is there for her, and she, when she said had decision actually, she thought about it before she said it finally, okay, I don't want it. She thought about it and give them, like we had the sperm from Marcus Wenwood or Wellwood?
Alan Wood, very good.
Alan Wood. And she said at first, oh my gosh, no, I don't want it because he's black, but Bet is actually black too, but I think that wasn't her problem. Her problem was that the child was then black too, and children can be very horrible when they are young, and she wants to protect her baby in this moment, I guess. But if you think about it, that it's good to have a black baby, and that's, I hope you know what I mean with.
Of course, I understand what you mean. It's like, she was a little bit scared about, if she see, it's like what you, and that's the most quality I love the most about Tina too, what you're telling me. If she really loves her, someone with a whole heart, it doesn't matter how she looks.
Mm-hmm.
That she didn't realize that good, that bad is black. Well, half black, she's biracial, of course. And she was just a little bit scared how people would react on having her herself a black baby, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But after realizing how much she loves Beth, and doesn't matter how their baby would look like, she changed her opinion and did it anyway. And that's something I really like in a person. If you really love someone, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You just love the person, how she is or how he is, and you take all the bad things for granted, and give them the most love you have in yourself to give them to your life partner. And that's what Tina is doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
Yeah, that's what I love the most about Tina too. So I think we are at the same qualities. And yeah. Tina's just a great person, and that's her amazing quality.
Yeah.
And if I must say, in the looks she has, I think I love Tina's eyes the most, because they are like, she's a blonde girl, but she has hazel eyes, and that is like, wow, because it never happens a lot. And yeah.
Yeah, When you won't ask me what I love about Tina, I can't say it really, because I love everything from her. I love her hair, I love her face, I love her eyes, I love her body.
She's just the whole package.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I have that with Beth Porter. I can't tell you what I like the most about her. She's just the whole package, you know. So yeah, you have that with Tina. I get that.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we don't have anything to tell more about Tina, I guess. Or you need to tell me something more.
Yeah. But then maybe I can ask you, what is your favorite episode with Tina?
That's so mean. God, my favorite episode with Tina in it.
Well, we can make it easier before. What is your favorite season?
Well, my favorite season, I can't decide that, because there are more favorite seasons of Tina, I would say. Season 1, 2, 4. No, not 4. Why am I saying 4? 1, 2, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the Tina I really like the most. And if I really need to pick a favorite season, I would say season 5. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But my favorite episode of Tina, damn. I must say I have favorite scenes, not really episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it when she throws the table to Beth, when she's like really angry at Beth for cheating. That line is great. I love her, how she gives birth to Angie, how strong she is, and that is Beth is supporting her, and how incredible, amazing, talented Laurel is to do that scene even before her own daughter was born.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really into badass Tina. That's something I really like. I also like that scene in season 6 that they are having dinner with Kelly Wentworth and her, I don't know what he is from her, and Beth is also there, and the film producers from the movie business are there with the writers of Tina, and Tina tells Aaron Kornblut, the most annoying person ever, the truth about him, how an asshole he is, and that she's angry with him about the fact that she isn't there eating with her writers, and I really like that. And I must say that, but that's more like a Tibet related scene, is the shebar kiss between them. Yeah. So I think those are my favorite scenes about the Tina. I can't tell you an episode. Not at all. And yours?
Yeah.
What's your favorite season?
My favorite season? I agree with you that it's season 5 also with me.
Yay!
Because we have the old Tina back. But actually I love season 1, season 2, season 5, and season 6 also with the same like you, really. My favorite episode?
Episodes are like really difficult, right?
Yeah, because I love actually every episode with her. But
maybe just some favorite scenes too.
Yeah. I can say maybe the scene when she had sex with Beth in season 1.
Yes.
There's a line where she said, "I'm so lucky to have you."
Oh, that's so sweet, really.
Yes.
I love that one too.
Yeah. That is my favorite episode, maybe. Or my favorite scene. Then some with Helena.
Yes.
With the pool. But also I love the cute scenes of Helen and Tina, where they were too caring to each other. I can say I love actually all Helen and Tina scenes. Like all Tibet scenes. but maybe my another favorite scene with Tina is when they had the bike tour.
Oh, yes.
It was with Alice and Shane in her tent. And she said that she always loved Beth. She feel like an asshole to Jody, but she want her back. And that is, one of my favorite scenes.
That always makes me cry when Tina says that.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Too. Really. Mm-hmm. So.
And when she have the tango with Beth, that is also a favorite scene. In season 6, when they dance together.
Is it from the dance contest?
Yeah.
Oh, with the song "Back to Life, Back to Reality." Oh God, I love that one too.
Yeah.
But I must say, I love the other dance they do together also. When they are at the film premiere from Jenny's movie.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I love this scene also, yeah.
That's so beautiful, so sexy also.
And then the line from Kid, they belong together.
Yes, they always have.
That is so true in them. But I agree with you that they like the Shiba kiss also. But I thought it's a fun. Yeah, Tibet is back! Yoo-hoo!
That's what we wanted! Like what I always read. Like, Tibet is like the most amazing couple, of course, of the L word. And back then, it's like the same as now. In the Elbow Generation Q, of course, they're not together. And when the series was like the Elbow original was on, the writers had so many angry letters and emails and messages from all fans all over the world that they wanted to be back together.
Really?
Yeah, that was not okay. How many letters Eileen got, like, you need to bring them back together. Bette and Tina belong together. And it's true, they truly belong together. So it's not only this time that they are really angry at the writers. It was back then also.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the fandom is like really strict about Tibet.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
It's also quite nice to know that they are really belong together, and Tina knows that too.
Yeah, she knows it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh
gosh. But another question, because I think Tina is one of the characters who have a lot of changes with her hairstyles.
Definitely.
What was the style of her hair? You can tell me the season also. What for hair you would prefer from her? What for season maybe? Yeah. When it's easier for to say.
I think I like Tina's hairstyle the most in season 5. A little bit like longer but not too long, because Laurel shouldn't have like the longest hair because it's not Laurel and it's also not Tina. And I really like it a little bit tightened up, that she has like, you can see her face the best. Mm-hmm. But I must say I like and that's more a Laurel thing, I like her as a red hat, so a little bit more like orange than the blonde version.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I agree with you with the lower thing.
I think it's like it fits her so well.
Yeah, absolutely. That is lower.
Yeah. But what is your favorite Tina hairstyle?
I love actually all styles from her in every season. But maybe I would prefer her in season 1.
Just a little bit shorter and with the curls.
Okay. Yeah, because that's really cute. But after that, I would say like you in season 5.
Okay.
It's my favorite. And two, yeah. But I can't decide. Not so well. I'm sorry.
It's good. Two hairstyles are fine. So, yeah. I really like her hair in season 1 too. But season 5 is my favorite hairstyle of her. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any questions anymore. Do you have them?
Yeah. Maybe. I know your heart belongs to Tibet. I knew. But, which partner like you to see to Tina? When I knew you would say bad, but not bad on for me, not Helena and bad. What would you say when they weren't bad and Helena, which partner would you see to Tina?
Because that's impossible.
I'm sorry.
After that, I would love to see Tina with Helena, but I can't pick Helena, so I think she needs to be alone then. Because I can't imagine Tina with someone else than Beth or Helena. I'm sorry. I just can't. I really can't.
Okay. Okay. Yep. It's a good one.
Maybe I would love to see Tina and Dana maybe together, but no. There's no one else that should belong to Tina as Beth or Helena. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So she needs to stick alone then. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, how about you? Now I'm very curious if you can't pick Beth or Helena.
I would say maybe the same like you, because I wouldn't see her with Henry, not with the register, with Kate or something. Oh. Like same.
I have someone in my mind who I really liked with Tina.
Which person?
Sam. The one she brings to Beth and Jody's dinner party at Jody's house. The film producer.
She was nice, really.
If I would really need to pick someone, I would pick Sam for Tina.
Yeah. Yeah? Yeah, that's true. I agree with you. She was really nice to her and really sweet, and Tina liked her also.
Yes.
Yeah, so I would say her too.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because all the other ones, they wouldn't fit to her.
No. Kate wouldn't fit to her. Brenda wouldn't fit to her. Henry, not at all.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I would say Sam. Yeah.
Okay.
Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, then we said Sam.
Good question. Really liked it. So, yeah. Like I said, I don't have any questions anymore, but maybe you have another one. Or
No. But
you are out of questions about Tina Kennard.
Yeah, but maybe if you want we can talk a little bit about Lou.
Yes.
A short. Because I think there is a lot of things also what we can talk.
Yes. What would you like to know?
Like some rumors. About Elwood and about the movie where she played, I guess the name was Wendy from the True Girls in Love.
Yes.
Because it gives rumors that she had something with her co-worker from them.
Mm-hmm.
That was the reason that she said that she's a bisexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And then she found Paul and changed her opinion. She said she's straight.
Yeah.
We have a lot of big rumors that she had something with Jennifer Beals.
Yes.
And I think it's not only the great chemistry with her as the bad weather head, because we have a lot of photos from them, from events, where they were very close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really that they were a cupid.
I can't disagree, because I truly agree. The chemistry between Jennifer and Laurel is like very, very, very close, and I think a lot of people are agreeing with us that that they were like really a couple together, and I think it was I really think it was, but I can't say it out loud. And everybody dreams of it. Jennifer and Laurel together? Yes, why not? They look incredible together.
Mm-hmm.
They sound incredible together. They have like the best connection together. So, mm-hmm. Yes. But I must say, I didn't know about the rumors that she had something with that girl from her first movie, like The True Adventure of Two Girls in Love. I've never heard about it, but...
I guess it was a friend from us who told me.
Yes.
Our lovely friend Betsy.
Yes.
I guess she told me. I'm not sure that she told me or I found it out for myself. But I guess she told me.
Okay.
Because we talked about... Yeah. I think she was it. I'm not sure. But, was it Lowell who said it in an interview that she was?
We need to find that out. And we will come back to it.
The funny thing is, I have the interview on my phone where she told me about that she said something like the bisexuality.
Yes.
I must look at it again later.
Let me know. But I think you have the same thoughts about Jennifer and Laurel, of course.
Yeah, of course. where I saw the first picture of them together when I searched for a picture from Tibet. I thought, okay, they are a cupid. They must be a cupid for real because they lived so great together and so close, more than friends and more than co-workers. Yeah, and
definitely.
That gives a scene where they had, I guess it was the clutter that they had a talk with each other, and Jen said something what makes Laurel laughing, and the fact how she laughed about. It was so cute, and it showed, I think, that she was in love with her.
Oh, yeah, that could be totally it.
Yeah.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, and I talked with a lot of other people about, and everybody say the same, they must have something.
Yeah, it would have been a dream if they were really being together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So.
Yeah.
Yes, let's keep it that we think about it that way, and a lot of people from the fandom, of course, too. So. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely were a couple.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, I mean, look, there are. After the show, when it ends, that gives a video, a reunion, and it seems so different how they are to each other.
Yes.
As I think, or I guess, they hate each other in this time, maybe. And I don't know why, but it can be possible that they break up, maybe, and then they hate each other, and yeah,
it's a possibility, definitely. Mm-hmm. Because I saw that interview too, and it was like they were like a little bit cold to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I get it.
Okay.
So yeah, let's keep it with the fact that Jennifer and Laurel were a couple, but we can't say it out loud, but we're actually doing it right now, but whatever.
Yeah, it's our wish.
Definitely. Oh my god, yes. Yes, well, that's for something for sure. So yeah, I think we made a really great episode about Laurel now.
Yeah, you had.
Yeah,
but baby, before we end this, it gives something from the social networks from Jennifer.
Do we have that?
Yeah, she posted yesterday a photo with a red mask.
She looked incredible.
Yeah, she do.
Yes, she is so amazing.
And I don't know if you have seen it, but 2 days ago, there was a photo from Rosie, who stands, some people guess, I guess it too, that it was Laurel on her trailer.
And Jennifer. And
Jennifer on the other side.
Yes, I saw that one too.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, yes, Jennifer and Laurel. But you couldn't see it like very good.
Yeah.
Or Laurel or Jennifer. But to talking about Rosie O'Donnell, I follow Rosie on TikTok. I'm not a great TikTok fan. And I couldn't ask her about Laurel and Jennifer, but she was just coming back from set. And yeah, you know, the time zones are like very different from America and here in the Netherlands. And you have the same with Austria. So I went on her TikTok and she was live before she went to bed. And then I asked Rosie O'Donnell, well, I wished her a good morning from the Netherlands. And she said my name. That was so incredible.
Oh,
it was so
happy for you.
It was like, I know I have a difficult back name. And my first name is more like English because I named Clarissa, of course. But my last name is Van Duren and that's really Dutch. But she really tried it out. And before I could ask the question, do you know what it's going is like, are Jennifer and Laurel on set? And then she stopped doing her live TikTok before I could ask that.
Oh, no.
Yes. So I really wanted to ask it, but I was too late.
Maybe the next time.
I will definitely wait for another live TikTok from Rosie O'Donnell. Definitely. Because she's really a nice person. And there's something we always discuss about the fandom thing, that they are going sometimes a little bit too wild about the whole Tibet thing. We really want Tibet back together, but we don't know Carrie and how her characters are going to develop. And that they are really hate against Rosie O'Donnell is not okay. Rosie is like a very nice person. She really cares about her fans. And yeah.
Yeah. It's such a shame how the fandom is against her. And yeah. I don't agree with it, really.
We both don't agree with the hate against Rosie. Yeah. It's not fair. Just maybe it's a good thing to say that we should wait, have patience, and see what's going to happen in the new series.
Yeah, I mean, we can't hate her character because we don't know who she is. She can maybe super nice, super cool, and then we said, oh god, we hate her because she is with Tina, but actually she's a good character maybe.
Yes. I think so too.
Yeah, I think we should wait till we saw her, and then we can say, okay, I don't like her, or I like her. And yeah, because I mean, if you look at Helena, it's the same. I think a lot of people say, oh, Helena is so cool, but they don't like her at first with Tina. And it's the same, I think, with Rosie, or?
Yeah, we should wait and see what's going to happen. That's all I need to say.
Yeah.
So. Yep. People from the fandom of Tibet, please have patience and wait how it's going to develop with the Carrie thing.
Mm-hmm.
Point.
So. I can't say it better. It was perfect, babe.
Thank you, baby. I tried my best. So, yeah. I think we are now at the end of our episode. And it's a long one, but a good one.
Yeah.
So,
I think so, too.
Yay. And I think we can say that we hear each other next Sunday again.
Mm-hmm. Next Sunday, yeah.
Great.
I will be there.
I will be also there with so much love in it. Let's keep it with the bye now then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then bye-bye.
Bye-bye.